This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 8:56, 4 till 9, joined by Brian Adams, Louisiana State Fire Marshal. Brian and I know each other, decades now, I guess, right?
Yeah, man, let's don't tell the truth, because you know what's going to happen. They're going to know we old.
Well, we don't want that to happen. I just met Brian the other day, as a matter of fact. Tell me, as fire marshal, really, with the cold weather coming in, what people need to know.
Yeah, man, so, the fatality count we've talked about in the past. So as of today, we've had 20 fatalities, 17 fires, 17 incidents across the state. Last year, we were at 12, so it's still way up there. One's way too many. We have an Operation Save a Life program with smoke alarms. We want to make sure that if you need a smoke alarm in your home, you call your local fire department. They'll be happy to come out and install one. I think we still have about 28,000 of those smoke alarms in our inventory, so we have plenty to give away. So if you need one, get one, because it's the first line of defense to get your family out.
Yeah, he said somebody texted in and said they texted in 3 months ago or something, or asked for one 3 months ago. Apparently, in that case, something gets lost in the shuffle somewhere, and they need to do it again, right?
Yeah, call again. Call our office. Go to our website, lasfm.org. You can request it on our website. Just give us a call. We'll make sure we get it out there. So don't stop trying.
Tell me about space heaters.
Yeah, man. So space heaters, you want to make sure you keep those things 3 to 5 feet away from blankets, curtains, furniture, you know, your sofa and those kind of things. You want to make sure that if you can, try to turn it off at night. You don't want to leave it unattended. I know it gets cold. Cover up with a couple extra blankets if you can. Always plug those space heaters in directly to the wall socket. Do not use extension cords. Extension cords are not made to carry those loads. Never use your stove or your oven to heat your home. It's not made for that. If you got a gas stove, you create some carbon monoxide issues. You don't want to have those. Fireplaces, candles, just make sure you don't leave those things unattended. Make sure they're out before you go to bed at night. And again, always make sure that you check your smoke alarm. Look, I test mine once a month to make sure it still works. So just be real cautious. I know we got another batch of cold weather coming through, it looks like, tonight for the next few days. And then I think it warms up again. But that's the time of year that we see these fatalities rise, you know, with the improper use of all of these heating devices. So,
I would think, Brian, it might be worse when it goes on the roller coaster, because maybe people get out of a routine, and then before you know it, they're doing something they shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But you have to be cautious. You got to check those space heaters. You know, make sure you don't overfill those fireplaces with logs. You know, if you just got a couple in, it's going to do the same as it will if you put four or five in. Candles, those kind of things. Just make sure you don't leave those things unattended.
All right, tell me again the number or the website to get the free smoke detectors.
LASFM.org.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate your time. Brian Adams, Louisiana State Fire Marshal. You bet. When we come back, we're going to spend an hour talking about the school voucher program. Louisiana spent about $500 million on it since 2012. But students who receive them often do worse on state tests than public school students. We're going to take a deep dive on the issue. We'll talk to Douglas Harris, a professor and chair of Tulane's Department of Economics and director of the Education Research Alliance for New Orleans. Then we'll talk to Aaron Bendeley, vice president for policy and strategy at the Pelican Institute. So I will ask you on the Oquinard Jeweler Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870, do you think that vouchers work? Do you think it helps everybody, or does it just help a select few? Or is it, as some say, just a help for people already paying private tuition?